Well, here's the thing, and this is what critics say. You actually met and talked with Mr. Trump before the British Prime Minister did. They say that's not a great message to be sending to Britain's Prime Minister. What do you think?
Well, it's unfortunate, isn't it, that nearly the entire British government said derogatory things about Donald Trump and his team during the election campaign. So they're not, you know, they're not getting off on a very good start. Whereas, you know, I said that whilst I didn't agree with every single thing that Mr. Trump said, I felt his direction of travel was absolutely right. And I have to say that since November the 8th, I think the way that he is being magnanimous in victory and calling for unity, I think it's really good news.
Well, some say he's not being overly lovely, magnanimous in reaching out to the British Prime Minister. He called 9 world leaders before he actually talked with the British Prime Minister. And it seems to some people that the relationship between Britain's Prime Minister and the President of the United States won't be as warm as it historically has been.
Well, I think there are some fences that need to be mended, and that's because of the nature of the negative things that were said by senior conservative politicians in Britain about Donald Trump and his candidacy. And that's what I would like to do. I would like to try to act as a little bit of a middleman to try and mend some of this so that we can get on with some really important work.